But right now, Gilman, on 13 10 60, you're asking for your crazy pregnancy stories.
Yeah, mum's gone viral for bringing home a 14-pound baby, wearing 6 to 9 month old clothing, size 3 nappies. They had to go up to pick you from NICU. If you don't know, natal and then pediatric care,
right,
to get the right size nappy, because they didn't even have nappies big enough for the 6 kilo baby.
Get
that
in
came
my
out.
Belly!
Get out of my belly. Guess what happened?
He wasn't popping out.
Via C-section. Yeah. Absolutely massive. Bigger than both of my twins combined by another kilo.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we want to know your crazy pregnancy stories. Starting off with Aramani and Karua. How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So what happened to you?
It was actually my mum with my sister. She got a taxi to the hospital, and the taxi guy was obviously scared she was going to have the baby in the car, so they got a police escort and ended up being a false alarm.
Oh. But I mean, to say you had a police escort once in your lifetime is, that is awesome. Like, I would love that so
yeah,
much.
What I'm thinking.
Was it the Braxton Hicks contractions that just...
Yeah, it might have been. I have no idea. This was a long time ago.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just got the police. I don't even know what that means, mate. But I'm going to say, yeah, it was the Braxton Hicks. Obviously, the Hicks coming in, you know, just every couple of minutes. Whatever that means.
Nailed it. Sam in Head and Greeter. What's your crazy pregnancy story?
Hi. So, I was trying to have my firstborn naturally. Keep in mind that I was 19 at the time. First baby. So we were trying to have him naturally, and I had to get rushed up to theatre in case of a cesarean. And, yeah, they actually had to push him back up into my belly from the birth canal to get him out for an emergency cesarean so I could feel him going straight back into my belly.
What?
As you can imagine how low they can get.
Oh, wow. Yes, I do. Please do not tell my son Otis this, because he's quite an affectionate boy and he often asks to go back in.
Yeah, to go back in, your mummy.
Yeah, he should not know that's actually a possibility. Man, that's full on, Sam. Did it turn out all right?
Yeah,
he came out fine, but they ended up hitting an artery in my uterus. So I ended up nearly losing 2 liters of blood. So as you can imagine, it was a good birth experience.
Oh, man.
Is he worth it as a kid? You happy with him, or, you know?
Oh, he's crazy, but we love him.
I'll take that as a no.
Okay. Emma and Cessnock, yeah. What's your crazy pregnancy story?
So I was only 14. My mum came down, her water had broke, so my older sister drove her to the hospital. When they got to the hospital, they was trying to organise a bed for her, but the baby came that quick that my sister and the nurse delivered it in the storeroom of the hospital.
In the storeroom?
Yeah,
at least hopefully there was a mop in there.
Wow. And did your sister know what she was doing at all?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
That's full on.
And, yeah, it wasn't like a midwife. It was just a general nurse too. So, yeah, they just had to do what they could because the baby was just coming.
Fair enough. Wow. Nature's going to take its course.
That's wild. Such a hero story, though, to be. If you were that nurse, you're like, I delivered the baby.
And the 14-year-old.
Yeah. Just relax. We did it, guys.
Yeah, we got this.
Yeah.
Amy and Ellie Barner, what's your crazy pregnancy story?
Hi, it's when we lived in Wickham and we were just having quiet watching TV one night and someone was yelling out help, and I was a bit worried about my husband running out, but he did. And we found our neighbour on the front lawn, which was basically dirt, giving birth. And the boyfriend yelled out, I can see the head, and he tried to push it back in. Oh. And my husband's like, no, don't do that. And so my husband coached the lady through it all. And then the baby came out and walking back and the umbilical cord stretching and stretching. We had to push him back in and say, no, don't do that. And then the ambulance arrived.
Wow. So on your neighbour's lawn, your husband practically nearly gave birth to a baby.
Yeah, so John basically delivered the baby. The boyfriend was just beside himself. And my husband's going, right, next contraction, we're going to push. And I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah, what are you doing? He's like, I've seen movies. I've seen ER. I know what I'm doing. Oh, mate, I never want a kids.